The following programming is sponsored by Givnish Funeral Homes. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Delaware Valley. Welcome to the Givnish Spotlight Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. We have a fantastic broadcast. The holiday season is just around the corner, and so many festive things going on. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the tree lightings from Givnish and Toys for Tots. Talking about giving back, and we've got some great professionals on the broadcast. I'm going to bring in my co-host and co-producer of the broadcast, Peggy Jansen. How are you, Peggy?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's a pleasure. Certainly we have Catherine Rudolph on the program, a director here at Life Celebration by Givnish.
Hi, how are you?
Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We also have Regina Astheimer, who's also from Toys for Tots. How are you, Regina?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
It's great to have you. And we're going to have Lenita Henderson on the show in a little while, but she cost us so much damn money.
Did she? So we can't have her on.
Her rider was
right?
Ridiculous. Mother of God, 10 grand for the whole show.
Oh, Lenita.
Just kidding, Lenita. But you know how them celebrity types are. She's out of control. You and Beyonce, for crying out loud. You know, you're a diva. We're just having some fun. Let's talk a little bit. We'll go around the horn. I'll go to Regina first. Your position at Toys for Tots?
I'm the Pottstown coordinator for Toys for Tots.
Okay, and in that role, what is your responsibilities?
I've been the coordinator for 5 years, so my responsibility is to make sure that we can get enough companies and businesses to take our Toys for Tots boxes to provide toys for our local community.
Fantastic. Do you have a goal, an annual goal that you're trying to, or is it just as many as you can get?
We just want to make sure that we can make sure every family has enough toys for the kids for the year. There's not a goal, but we love to have a lot of toys.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, we're going to be talking about Toys for Tots throughout the show. Peggy, remind our listeners a little bit about what you do here at Givnish.
So, Peggy Jansen, I've been with the Givnish family close to 30 years. And the reason why I pride myself in working for such a company is in not just my professional life, which what I do here is to help families before, during, and after their time of need. We see families at the worst time of their life when they've lost a loved one. And we realized that and recognized it and thought, what can we do to help folks before they need us so we don't make an unbelievably difficult situation even harder. So my job is to help go out and educate families. We have lunch and learns here at our homes. We do seminars, talks. We contact every family, over 2,500 families that we service throughout our 14 funeral homes, after services, just to see how they are, make sure everything was okay with the services, find out what, if anything, they need. So we truly are a company that is not just waiting for service to, for business to come to our door. We're constantly reaching out in the community to see how we can help before, during, and after. And it kind of ties into, as Joe said, I help co-produce the show, and the type of people that we try to find on as our guest are people that are like-minded people. And as I sit here in front of the two of you, I am in awe because I know that this is a volunteer position. You're not paid for it. And so, to me, that just gives me chills. Like if everybody could just have a little bit of that in them, not just at the holidays, but all year through, that would be great. Which leads me to Life Celebration by Givnish. We truly are very active in the community. We, as I said today, we asked you on as our guest for that exact reason, to share that we do more than provide funerals. Right now, if you look in our lobby, we do have a drop box. It's already halfway full. Some of the toys were just dropped today. They're on the table. Catherine's going to talk a little bit about how we help our families through the holidays. We have tree lighting services at all of our locations. And that's a time that we invite our families, not just who have lost someone this year, but some people come back that have lost someone 10 years ago and remember this event. And we welcome them to come with family and friends, bring them here to any of our homes. We have music. We have refreshments. Everyone's given an ornament to put on the tree that they can write something to their loved one and then take it home and put it on their own tree. So again, to circle back, am with the company for so long and hopefully here into the day that I need their services because I'm all about paying it forward and giving it back. Because face it, if we all didn't do that, what kind of world would we live in? So I'm a big advocate to pay it forward. And this is just part of what we're doing and having a Dropbox in the lobby.
Having said that, we appreciate that. Catherine Rudolph, if you would, a little bit about what you do here at Givenish.
Sure. So I'm one of the funeral directors here within the company. And I, like myself, like Peggy, meet families during their darkest hour. And what we do is we try to help them not only plan a funeral for their loved one, but also celebrate that person's life, to draw in on the photos that they remember and to talk about their favorite pastimes. And we try to capture that to showcase that during their service, whether it's here at the funeral home or at church, and just really help families guide them through the entire
process. Are you at this location?
I am here
the
and
Boyd
at our
Harks.
Yes, and at our McGee Givenish location in Southampton.
Okay,
and she's one of the best. Don't let me fool you.
Yeah. Well, talk about what life celebration is.
Like, what sets us apart, Catherine?
Yeah. So, what sets us apart from other funeral homes is our life celebration. And in the name itself, it's celebrating that person's life. It's the products that we provide to our family. We make a DVD remembering all their photos, set to the person's favorite music. We take those photos and make individual customized pamphlets to be given out to each individual who comes to pay their respects to the funeral. It's not just the common register book. It's their photos in the register book with address lines in order to send the thank yous to those who have come. It's going through and selecting the flowers, just the little tiny details that we hone in on.
So we had the opportunity to do a show up at the Life Celebration. What's it, the warehouse?
Yes, Life Celebration, where they actually make the product.
I mean, it's amazing. It's almost like going, I mean, it's one of the most uplifting places.
You could
take
a
tour. We did. We took a tour of that place.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
It's really cool. And, you know, my father had, you know, the services up in
Academy Road.
Okay. And it was incredible.
And it really was, because like Catherine just explained, we celebrate the life. So if you've ever been to one of our services, and face it, we've all been to funerals, and you know how you get the prayer card and you keep flipping it back and forth and try not to make eye contact with the family till you're up close because you don't know what to say. Well, that's not how it is at our funeral homes, because if someone is into golf, you might see a golf bag in the corner.
Oh,
you might see.
We've had motorcycles come in.
Motorcycles. You really do get a feel for
who
that
person
was. And to Joe's point, when his father was laid out at John F. Givenish on Academy Road, I'd never had the privilege to meet him. But by the time the service was over, I could have given you 5 or 10 details about him because of the life celebration that was put out on display.
And what's interesting about it is that it did. I told you, and it was as true as the day is long. It changed the perspective. Like, we had a real a situation that was extreme with my dad, and it was painful. And we had and it was several years, and so it was a very difficult that uplifted everybody so much and so much. So there was so much appreciation. By the way. Interesting enough, it was a 2.5 hour line, not including the hour the next day. And people got to know it. You wouldn't believe how many people met each other in that line. Like, you know, I met your cousin, I met this, you know. And so it was an incredible, and I'm not just saying that under any circumstances. I broke down when you had, who's the young director who was talking, we did the show in the other room, and she was talking about Laura, the callie.
Carla.
Carla the callie. Yeah,
yes.
I'll edit this out so she doesn't. But I started to.
Cried.
I did.
Tukey tear. You cried. But it is because we really do celebrate the life. And I don't know about you, but face it, when you go to a funeral, of course you're sad. We know that. But what can we do to celebrate? And one of the things that I wanted to circle back about was at the tree lighting, which I can't emphasize enough, any listeners out there who have lost a loved one, not even just at our facility, we open the doors to anyone. So it doesn't mean you have to have used our funeral home. We know it's a hard time, especially when it's the first anniversary of the holidays. And I say this on a personal note because last year at the exact tree lighting here at Boyd Horrocks, I came with my sister to remember her 59-year-old husband who had passed unexpectedly. I was also here with my brother-in-law who had lost his 62-year-old wife very unexpectedly. The thing is, this year, well, go back to the tree lighting. It was last year in December. Standing there with my sister as we posed with Santa, who happened to make an appearance, 5 months later, my sister passed. Now I will be here this year without her, celebrating her and my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law. It just goes to remind us, and we always say it, life can change in an instant, but until you have it happen to you, you kind of just shoo it away. But this year, more than ever, you can believe that celebration is going to help myself. I'm going to invite my family to come. And I welcome, like I said, everyone else to come.
Yeah, and we're going to get to the tree lighting because that's one of the reasons we're here.
Yeah, Catherine will share all the dates and everything.
Oh, yeah, no question. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And we're going to have more from the Givenish Spotlight Hour in just a minute.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley, welcome back to the Givenish Spotlight Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. Got a great show. We're going to talk about Toys for Tots, a special time of year, and of course, the Givenish tree lighting ceremonies. It's like I said at the beginning of the show, it's a festive time of year, and we want to, you know, get into the details. I'd like to bring in to the program, Catherine Rudolph. If you would, Catherine, let's talk about the tree lighting, ceremonies. First of all, what are they?
So the tree lighting ceremonies are held usually the first week of December for all of our families that have lost a loved one, not only just in the past year, but years ago. We invite everyone to come back and to celebrate their lives with us. It's such a special time for families, I think, to come together, not only with their families, but the community. We have gorgeous Christmas trees set up. You come in, there's registration, and you're given a dove where you can write your loved one's name on that dove and place that upon the tree. And then we usually have a nice little prayer service And we invite everybody at the end to place their dove on the tree. We light the lights. We sing the Christmas songs.
We have food.
Yeah, I was just saying that there's refreshments for everybody after. And it's just a really nice time for, like I said, families, but also the community to come together and to support one another through this difficult time. We hold them.
What's the turnout like?
Huge. Some of our locations have two tree lightings because of the numbers that they bring in.
The morning and an afternoon session. You know why? Because like Catherine said, it's not just like, say you lost someone. It wouldn't just be you coming. It's a good, how many times do you want to get together with family and friends, but you're really not up to, especially the first holiday, you're not up to having everyone over. This is that time that you can say, hey, help me, let's go remember Grandpa. You know, let's all gather. And here's the date and the time. And all we ask is you to call to tell us how many people. So we make sure we have enough refreshments and everything. And then you're welcome. So to answer your question, what do you think, Catherine?
I would say it's always packed. Yeah. And we could see over 1,000 people between all of our locations within that week. It's very touching and it's very, very special.
So the relationship and this show, you talked about Toys for Tots. And you always talk about the like-minded, you know, giving back, okay? Talk about the holiday season. What does it mean here at Givenish? And to celebrate with the community and be a part of the community.
Well, like Catherine said, you know, at our tree lightings, you'll see tons of people. And that's a perfect example. Like how many funeral homes have something like that? Like that just goes to speak volumes on, you know, John Givenish, the president and owner of the company and the people that he has working with and for him. He would probably say with, he doesn't ever like to say
we're a family.
For. We really are. I know people sometimes say that and you're like, yeah, right, whatever.
No.
But it is the truth. I mean, I don't think, you know, I would be here that long if that weren't true. But also, we are wise enough to know that we are only as strong as the community that we serve. And so we really aren't that old-fashioned funeral home, are we, Catherine?
No.
That waits for the phone to ring?
Absolutely
and,
not.
And think about it. Do you really want to call at the worst time of your life when you're not only so upset that you just lost someone, but now you have to talk prices. Like how much is a full service? How much is a cremation? That's a terrible time to have to talk about that. That's why we say, please let us help you before you need us. Mm-hmm. We can sit here at this table now and talk calmly and say, do you want to be, you know, I mean, unfortunately, that's something that's going to happen to all of us. So you have a choice. And our saying around here, isn't it, is do you want to leave your family a blessing or a burden? And I can tell you firsthand, I've been left many burdens, and I say that respectfully, but I know everyone had good intentions, but somehow people in my family, and I'm speaking just for my family, don't take care of things until they need to. I've tried telling them, please, let me help you. I'm truly, Catherine can attest to it. Catherine, do I make a dollar if anyone uses our funeral home?
No.
You
do it out of the goodness of your heart.
I do it out of the goodness of my heart because I don't want you to be taken advantage of. And truth is, if you wait to go into a funeral home at a time that you need us, you're not thinking right. You're going to have a brother and a sister that say, Mom, deserve the best. Give her the golden casket. And, you know, they're going to plan all these different things. It should not be your decision. If mother or father or whoever your loved one is that passed, if they would have just written down their wishes. And that's something here at Life Celebration by Givenish we do. Whether you use our funeral home or not, one thing we welcome everyone to do is visit with us, find out what prices are. What do things cost? Can you pay for it over time? Do you have any kind of plan like that? Which we have many. And one thing that we give everyone that would call is something called an emergency record guide, which if you don't have one out there, everybody listening, please get one. Feel free to call me, 215-429-9573. It's free. And you know what it is? It's your golden ticket, which means at the worst time of your life, and I can tell you because I get these calls, as does Catherine, in the middle of the night on the weekend, and the person's distraught on the other end. They can't even remember mother's maiden name. If you all, we all, take the responsibility to fill out one of these ERGs, emergency record guides. We keep a copy here at the funeral home. Your family keeps one there. When the time comes and an emergency happens, whether it's a flood in the home or something medical, you can just say, here, this is what Regina wanted. This is what Lenita wanted. This is what Catherine wanted. So that it's not left a burden on your family. And some people do go ahead and prearrange and actually fund it. It makes sense because you lock it into the price of today. Nobody's looking around the table like who's got the most money, you know, or, you know, I really want to be left money. I don't want to have to spend it on a funeral. That's off the table because everything's already been taken care of. How much easier is it, Catherine, when a family comes in and says,
it's not only easier for us per se, but it's so you can see the weight being lifted off their shoulders when they come in and everything's kind of taken care of and we just go through things and we just button it up, right? You know?
If there's enough stress in the situation.
Yeah, we're not here to cause any more stress. Let us help
you. We're here to help you.
So having said that, let's talk about Toys for Tots. First of all, if you would, Regina, what got you involved in volunteering for Toys for Tots?
I'm very active in our community, which is Pottstown, but we do service from Audubon up to Stowe. So we will help anybody that's in need. Just give us a call if you need to. So we see so many people and single parents that just can't make it over the holiday, and it's not always their fault. So we were like, we know we can give back because we've been in that situation before as a family. So we've just jumped in. We started out as volunteers. We didn't know we were going to take over as coordinator and Lanita as assistant, but we have been for 5 years and we enjoy it. It is volunteer. It is a lot.
Say that again. It is volunteer. So you know what? Everybody's busy, but what did we say during the break? It's not about having the time. It's about making the time.
Lanita told me she makes $250,000 a year. Now, what the hell's going on?
Must be at the North Pole.
I'm trying to get in there. But is it a year-round situation? I know that at Toys for Tots is typically a Christmas where you're giving to the kids, but is the toy drive annual or year round?
Some people do drop off stuff at our location at the church that we use, which is Zion's UCC at 209 Chestnut Street in Pottstown, PA. They do. So we do have a little space there that we can store our stuff, but the work is all year round because we want to keep in contact with the businesses and make sure that you'll keep us on your list for next year because that's the only way it works with businesses and organizations helping us to get the toys for the children.
I hope that some of the companies too, what do you think of this? I mean, I'm speaking personally, like here, I know at this particular location where my office is, everyone's so giving. And at Christmas, you know, you come in and practically every other day in December, there's something at your door. And that's very nice. Truly it is. But I know I personally would rather give than receive. And I really mean that. Catherine knows it and Joe knows it. I it's just who I am. But I'm sure everybody, especially around the holidays, is the same way. So what I'm suggesting is some of the companies out there listening, if you do have a Dropbox or even if you don't, find a way to donate to the children. That's what it's all about. And so maybe talk amongst yourselves and say, you know what, instead of everybody giving each other a tchotchke, you know, that you probably won't use, and even if you only have 5 or 10 people in the office and you're spending $10 or $20, that's a lot of money, right? Yeah. And we're all stressed this time of year anyway. Everybody has family and friends to give to. Maybe suggest, hey, rather than do that this year, why doesn't everyone bring a toy in and put it in the toy box?
Absolutely.
I think that would be a great suggestion. So I'm just saying, if you're listening.
You make a good point. Of the donors, okay, what's the percentage in regards to corporate donors
and members
of the general public? I want an exact number, and I'm going to count.
No, but is it like 50-50? Or?
It is. It's like 50-50 because we have a lot of corporations that do us every single year that have been doing us every single year. And then we have some new ones that come on, and we do have some new businesses. And we do the legwork every year, like in our community and beyond, to ask, would you help us? Because some people don't know what Toys for Tots is, and they don't want to give if you're going to give it out of the community.
They want to know it's going to stay where they're giving.
Yes, and that's what we do. We keep it local because we're definitely in need in our area.
It's kind of, when you think about it, making sure, what's the goal? To make sure every child has a gift to open on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve?
Yes, I can tell you that last year we distributed 10,888 toys.
Wow.
And that went to 2,573 children.
Oh, wow. That gives me the chills.
We tried to give
two
toys per child.
Very nice.
Now, I'm looking at, so what I didn't know until we did our show last year, which is, and It's amazing that I didn't, but the Marines. Okay, so the basic mission of the Marines Toys for Tots program is to collect new, unwrapped toys and distribute those toys to children that are less fortunate at Christmas time. Okay, and that, you know, kind of bring, I mean, immediately, you know, I can't imagine a better feel-good situation.
Such a good feeling to give.
Yes,
and you know, especially, you know, being empathetic and putting yourself in somebody's shoes, Mother of God, you know, is it hard to get volunteers? Because it sounds like around Christmas time, it might not be the heart. You know, people who, if you get your heart involved in this thing,
we would love to have volunteers. And you're able to go on our website, which is Pottstown Toys for Tots, and fill out a request, and one of us will get back to you. It's definitely hard to get volunteers. I can say that we probably have 10 to 15 faithful, and some of them are senior citizens that run around and pick up the toys for us or drop the boxes or drop the
I wish
the
people could know how
flyers.
Good it feels, though, because once they got into it, just like you did, look at here you are 5 years later.
Well, didn't you talk about you guys are running around on Christmas Eve, right? I mean,
yeah. We do.
What's it, what delivering, do people pick the toys up or how do you, and I'm talking about, you know, the whole community, or do you deliver all of them? How is it a combination of both?
It is. Normally, they would come to the church to pick it up, but we do have some that can't make it or they don't drive. So we will deliver it or ask a volunteer just so we know that everyone has their stuff for Christmas. So we do that.
How do you find out about those children in need?
They know me. Really? So they know us from the community.
But there's 2,000 of them, and so I'm sure there's new people on the list. So I imagine you're promoting a lot. Because Toys for Tots is not, it's not a secret, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people are like, I didn't know I was eligible for it. You know, how do you promote yourself in the community? I know you've been doing it a long time. And at the same time, you don't want to overlook somebody. And so getting that message out. How do they get in touch with you? How do they find out about you? And do you have new people every year?
Of course. We have a lot of new people. We have about 20 new agencies because at our location, we do agencies because our space is small. So what happens is, for an example, Family Services will reach out to us and say they have 60 families. They will send us a list, and we will make sure that we meet all that need.
What about orphanages and stuff like that?
Everyone. No one's excluded. We don't do that. We will help everybody to the best of our ability. So we can only do that if you donate the toys, because without the help of others, if we don't get the toys, we can't give it out. There's no Toys for Tots. So it's important that we need you guys to donate.
Yeah, and like I said, not just companies, but think about all the families that are listening or personal families right here at this table. Instead of like picking Pollyannas, you're going to get enough gifts. Why not instead everybody buy a toy and donate that toy? That would be such
Absolutely.
So good and help so many people. And if people just knew how good it feels.
So I'm not going to get that new
No, you're not getting it. No, it's on the table.
Right,
it's a truck.
And we do have a lot of different drop sites. All you need to do is go on to Pottstown Toys for Tots, and it shows every drop site in
and
the
there's
area.
A lot of them.
And
yeah,
you I was are welcome to just drop the toys off and make sure you let them know it's for Pottstown.
Yeah.
Toys for Tots, because some people do collect, have boxes that they keep from years on, but then they will give it to another space. But no, we want it for our area because we're in need.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fantastic stuff. Let's do this. We're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna come back with Lenita Henderson, who's gonna sing the national anthem,
Woo-hoo.
Which is fantastic. She's
she
gonna,
is good singer.
She's gonna be phenomenal, and she's gonna school us all on everything that she does. We are gonna have more from the Give the Spotlight Hour in just a minute.
Mr. Rogers said, "Look for the helpers. You can always find people who are helping." Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
First responders!
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Let's show up for first responders and their families. Go to firstrcf.org to find out how you can help today.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Go to PVA.org to learn more.
The joy of living is in the giving.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a merry Christmas and asking that you remember our less fortunate children by giving Toys for Tots.
Ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley, welcome back to the Gibbon Spotlight Hour here on WWDB. Really fantastic show. We're talking about the Gibbon Tree lighting ceremonies and, of course, Toys for Tots. It's our holiday broadcast coming up on Thanksgiving. We want to wash it on behalf of John Gibbon. We want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and certainly holiday season. If you're listening to the broadcast, consider dropping a toy off for a child in need, or and it's got, again, a new unused toy. There's a plenty of drop locations. We're going to bring in into the program right now Lenita Henderson. How are you, Lenita?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. A little bit about what you do at Toys for Tots besides run the whole show with almost no help.
Right.
We'll keep that low, though. We'll kind of give everybody a break.
It's all good.
Tell us what you do.
Okay, I am assistant to the coordinator. I'm the one of the ones that take the list of the companies, and I go out delivering boxes. Posters.
You're like Santa Claus for crying out loud.
Yeah. I do that to however many there is and however I could do, because I work second shift. So I try to get everybody I can during the day, go to work, and then start all over again in the morning.
Crazy.
What got you in involved?
Regina.
But is it a feel good?
Yes. Well, I've always loved kids, so.
And knowing that you're making a difference in somebody whose life may otherwise not, what's that feel like?
Oh, I feel so good. I'm a people person anyway. Oh, my goodness. Even at work, they're like, please don't hug me again. I'm like, yeah, I have to hug you. I have to hug you. It'll be all right. But, yeah, kids. I've always loved kids. I don't have any of my own, but I have a nephew that I spoil.
Well, there's nothing like being a nan or an uncle. You can just stop by.
Yes.
But you're spoiling all these kids in the area, too. Yeah. Right?
Absolutely.
And they know me. They say, hi, Miss Nita. Hi. What's going on?
Oh, the kids know you?
You're
the toy lady, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
That's awesome. let's segue a little bit about to the Givenish tree lighting events, okay, and when I think about them, and we're bringing Catherine Rudolph back into the program, where are the locations, where the trees are?
So the trees are here at the funeral home.
All at one?
We have 14 locations.
Okay.
So they span across the first week of December. All of our dates are listed on our website. It's lifecelebration.com. The first one kicks off Monday, December 2nd at our Geithner-Givnish location. And then it wraps up Wednesday, December 11th here at our Boyd-Horrocks location. So they span across the first week. Our Academy Road location, which is John F. Givnish in Philadelphia, has two services. That's held on Sunday, December 8th. There's a 1 o'clock service and a 4 o'clock service. And we just ask families, it's open to everyone, you're allowed to bring you and your 10 cousins or your aunts and uncles, just to give us a call and let us know how many people are coming so we can provide enough refreshments for everyone. And of course, make sure we have enough of the doves that you'll be able to place onto the tray them itself.
Now, so the events are all separate individuals. You never have two events going on at the same time.
No, they're held each individual day.
Okay, so does each individual location have, is there a different team that does the lighting? What can people expect when they get there?
Sure. So each home will contact some of their local priests or pastors or ministers to come from the community into the funeral home, just because we try to encompass, everybody's religious beliefs or non-religious beliefs. And they'll lead us in prayer. They'll have a nice little guiding reflection moment. And then we light the tree. And usually we're singing like Silent Night or another really, classic Christmas song that ties in, with mourning.
Well, having said that, when I think that you're bringing people into a funeral home environment, okay, for a totally different kind of reason than they're normally used to.
It's a little bit more of an uplifting point.
It is uplifting.
Yeah, and so that is interesting in itself, that they're coming into an environment that where they're celebrating as part of, it's almost like it's part of the life celebration process.
Continuation of it. Yeah. Catherine, don't you notice that everyone feels better when someone can relate to them, right?
Yes.
When you're telling a story, even if you really can't totally relate, but your head bobbing and it just makes you feel comfortable. Well, that's why I think the tree lighting ceremonies, and I'm asking you if you agree, are so welcoming to the families, because you have to understand, especially around the holidays, the first anniversary of a holiday is going to be the toughest. And a lot of people don't understand, and they say they do, but they really don't. When you walk into Life Celebration tree lightings, you know that most of the people there, why are they there? They just lost someone they love. Or
right. It's almost like a support system.
It is a support system. So people don't even have to say anything. But I get the chills when I think of it because, and I know you witness this, Catherine, is just looking around the room. It's just the way you look at someone, like it's that nod. It's that, I understand.
I got you.
So it's so welcoming.
What's the itinerary? So in other words, you get there, what's the time frame?
Sure. So registration starts at 6:30 and we ask everyone to come in, fill out your loved one's name on the dove. You can mingle with your friends and families. Like I said, we provide refreshments for everybody. And then at 7 o'clock starts the service. So we'll sit down and we'll have that prayer service that I talked about a little bit while ago. And then afterwards, you're free to mingle again. We have more
people hang here for hours.
They do. Sometimes we're like, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But it is really, really nice, and it's really special for those.
Does every director at the and team at the at each location participate?
Yep. Yes. Yep. You'll see our faces at each location. You can't get rid of us.
Mm-hmm. So, which is welcoming too, because it is. Maybe Catherine's families want to see Catherine.
Exactly.
They feel closer to her. So
exactly.
We don't want them. The whole experience is to make you feel as comfortable as possible during a difficult time.
But some of these, is it mostly people from the previous year or do people come
back? No,
people come back.
No, we invite everyone back.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone back.
Okay, so it's not. It may not be a difficult time for somebody that's there.
And they
there.
Can help someone they can else.
Help
they
may see them up.
How's it? Like, do they like it when you remember them and say, remember us?
Of course. Like the Smith family, it's so good to see you. How's mom doing? Or how's Joey doing? Type of thing. So it's nice to see, families from the past in that setting, in a little bit more of an uplifting setting than when I saw them maybe 2-3 years ago at their toughest time.
Now, how do you get the invitations out to everybody?
Sure. So this year they were all emailed out. So when we do meet families, we collect their emails and we did like a nice little flyer. But if you go to our website, TreeLifeCelebration.com. It has all of the information for all of the tree lightings listed there. Like I said, the first one starts Monday, December 2nd.
So typically speaking, it about a two-hour...
Yeah, I would say. And mind you, everyone's welcome, not just adults. It really is children-friendly.
Yeah, sometimes Santa makes an
shows
appearance.
Up and gives them little gifts. Yeah.
There's nice music, live music playing at some of these locations.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
And good food.
Good food, yeah.
Well, by the way, who's, about food or what?
Who's making the food?
John.
Each location will reach out to their local community.
But I mean, last year, I can tell you, the event that was here, we had, you know, hoagie trays, we had wraps, we had cookies, we had, you know, I mean,
food,
you can come and have dinner, put it that way.
Yeah, of course.
Givenish is a faith-based organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And giving back is... in a sense, a year-round thing, being a part of the community, okay? Is that a common thread throughout the organization?
Absolutely. Yeah, first and foremost, we love to give back.
Let me go to Anita and ask, you know, you're part of the community, right?
Yes.
And giving back to the community and being a part, how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel very good.
And you know, you say you recognize a lot of the people and the families. Do you maintain relationships?
Yes,
because it creates great bonds.
Yes.
Certainly, you know, some families have more than one child. Sometimes they have multiple kids.
Yes.
And do you try to stay in touch with the families? Because some people move, but also you may have a family whose kids outgrow it, but they have young ones. How do you keep track of those situations? And at the same time, some may have, newborns.
Yeah, so we do have a record and numbers. And if we can reach out to you, if you reach out to us, we try to keep in touch with you. And because it's a community, we know you anyway.
Yeah.
And it goes down the line from mom on down to pop, cousins, mm-hmm. you know.
What are the responses? What are the responses from the parents?
Oh...
Right?
Yeah, they
appreciative.
Yes, they are very appreciative.
And Lenita, do you ever find, and Regina as well, do you ever find that, you know, and we talked about this last year actually, so I won't go into the full story, but you know, I was in a predicament when I was younger that at the time, I guess it was the Red Cross that came and gave us Christmas presents. My father had passed, I was 7, 1 of 5. The point is, do you find that you have some families who you have provided toys for that now are in a better place and now maybe they want to give back?
Yes. Yes. And they do give back.
Yeah.
And they...
That must feel so heartwarming.
Yes. Yeah.
I just know so personally. That is what makes me who I am because I've been on the receiving end. I remember one Christmas getting a Close and Play record player and it didn't even work. But we didn't want to hurt my mom's feelings to think right. So we sung the song over top. And she, you girls are really loving that. And we're like, oh, it's wonderful. My brother got a teddy bear, missing eye, whatever. But I know how good it felt to just get a gift. And I know how good it made my mom feel to see us happy. So, you know, that's all. I just wondered if people put that in motion, that it's one thing to receive it, but now do they in turn give it back?
Yes, they do. They tell us, hey, you know, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for everything you continue to do.
Yeah.
They're great people.
It's interesting because, Peggy, you've mentioned giving back and how good it feels to give. I can't think of a better time, obviously, especially with just thinking about a child not being able to wake up on the, you know, and have something under the tree, how painful that must be. And there's people like yourselves, you know, that are selfless and that do everything they can. So we have an announcement.
We have an announcement.
Go ahead. No, Regina, go ahead. Look at, oh, no, hold on. Anita, don't give them headphones back. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Regina.
I just wanted to make sure that we do stress that all our toys from Toys for Tots have to be new. So, yes. Because we don't want children to wake up with used toys when we know that they doesn't
like
have to happen
did.
In 2024. Yeah. We just want to make sure that we stress that. If you do have some gently used ones, you can bring them and we will find a home for them. But for Christmas, we do want all the children to wake up with new toys. We just wanted to make sure that. And, you know, like Lanita mentioned, the parents, we do have parents that come back and volunteer for us because we've helped them so many years in a row. And they do donate. They may see us in a grocery store and ball up $5 and say, use this for a Barbie. Use this for something. So that's unusual because we do know that some of them are still living like in low income housing and stuff. And that in my heart, like, oh, they can't afford to do that, but they do. So that makes us happy and makes the job all worth doing it for free that we do. We do put a lot of hours into it, but it's worth it because, like I said, like Peggy, I was in the same situation where my parent had to use Toys for Tots or Salvation Army. So this is all, this season, it's really important to try to give back if you can. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy doing it. Do we get upset sometimes? Because it does seem overwhelming when you only have so many people helping. But when volunteers do come, please, it does make it easier for us.
The corporate support, is that vast? And do you get good support from corporations?
We do. And we have some gentlemen that were Marines or in the Army from our local fire companies.
Let's talk about that.
And they do come out and support us. And we do do Toys for Tots in one HUD housing where we live in Pottstown, and that's like our favorite spot. They will come with a fire truck in Santa to help us give out the toys to the kids, the ones that still believe in Santa. So, I mean, our community, those guys are good to us. Every time we call them, if we want to do an event, like in the summer, they will come up.
Is there an age, you know, that not limit, you know, in other words, like,
for the toys?
For the toys, like 14, 15.
We do.
59.
Like, we stop like at 13 because, as you know, people normally buy for smaller kids and up, and then the bigger ones or the teens want electronics and things that people, you know, like seem out of reach as far as the cost. So we do have a limit, but if, you know, if they have a, if a family has an older sibling, we will give games, board games, or if basketballs, anything like that.
Does anyone ever donate gift cards?
We haven't had that done in a long time, but they're welcomed as well. So it, you know, whatever the people donate, we make sure that it goes to the family that has like a bigger team.
Well, I really do hope some people listen to, especially corporations, because I know there's a million offices out there that are all giving each other, as I said, little gifts. And they may only be $10 or $20, but when you have 10 or 15 coworkers, it gets expensive. I know that it would be such a better feeling to just give one or two gifts to the toy box, donate to somebody who really needs it, and also getting back to the families. Instead of in your own family, instead of everybody picking a Pollyanna for a $25 or $50 gift, why not just, you know, everybody feel good and give to the kids?
What type of toys?
What's the biggest ones you want?
Everyone asks for Barbies. I mean, Barbie is a hit. You have to have a Barbie or a doll baby because we have loads of girls on the list. The girls outweigh the boys on the list. The boys like balls. They like trucks, Nerf footballs. Stuff, right? We don't encourage guns. So just so you know, we don't encourage that. Absolutely.
That. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Is there a variety? So I imagine people get creative. I mean, you know, you get, some people drop off expensive toys also?
We do. I mean, you do. Like, someone dropped off some nice, very nice roller skates. And we knew a mother was a single mom, and they had about 7 kids there. So we made sure that they got them because that's what was on the list. And not in a million years would she be able to pay that amount of money. And I mean, they were beautiful. You should have seen them. Now, I do go to some of the houses Christmas the day after because we're friends. Like she said, we know the community. So if they invite you over, and just to see them open up those gifts and scream and holler and act so, you know, like, excited. Oh my God, like they would have never have gotten that.
Yeah.
So that is really a blessing.
Is there a better feeling in the world?
It is. It's the best film.
It is.
I think about it. What did a list look like? In other words, when the kids put their list together, okay, is it like a list of Santa?
Well, pretty much, but we get it from the parents, you know, so we can read the writing and stuff. Okay. So we do. We ask the parents, and that's what they normally do, and they would give it to, like, the agency, any of their agencies that are local, and we just go through, like, Santa's elves, and we pick from our tables, because we have it set up, rows of tables at the church, and you just go in and out, and you pick up everything that you see on the list.
Like girl, 3 years old, boy, seven.
We have it separated, because the church is... It's a nice room, and I mean, it's filled. It looks like Toys R Us in there from the donation.
You mentioned, you do get some servicemen and women to help.
Oh, we do.
I wonder how active that can get because, you know, it's an opportunity for people to, you know, to be a part of something the rest of their life, you know?
Yes.
I'm so glad that you guys are able to do this show because this is where the rubber meets the road right here.
True.
You can come up with any type of concept, but you need the hearts and the people to go out there and do it. And it's so awesome to meet you guys and to see us again and the lives and the young people that, you know, we're going to have Christmas because of you guys and the volunteers, you know, it can't be done without them.
Absolutely.
We have a couple minutes left in the broadcast. As far as I want to kind of transition to the tree lighting services. First of all, where was the origin here? When did this start? It's a brilliant idea, and it brings people back to the homes. How long has it been going on?
It started in 2003, so we've been doing it for 21 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. And
when you were 3 or 2 or something?
I was 13. 13?
About that. But the Givnish family themselves have been in business since the 1920s. But as Catherine alluded to, the tree lighting ceremonies are over 20-some years old. Mm-hmm. But the tree lightings, and we'll stick to that, but they are just one of the many things that we do in the community. We have Halloween safety nights, where we talk to the kids about being safe on the holiday, as well as what precautions parents can make and take for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's a Santa workshop
Santa
coming
workshop.
Up.
So there's a lot of things that we do. Yeah.
There is, yes.
And as I mentioned, we do the lunch and learns at all of our locations where we provide a free lunch. And lots of giveaways. Everybody that comes is given a really nice thermal mug, a pen, a tablet. We chance off a couple gift cards. And for that, you pay nothing. It really is just to open the doors and say, come talk to us before you need us. So this tree lighting is just one of many things. And again, we credit our president and owner, John, because he doesn't have to do any of that.
Right.
He doesn't make any money from any of that. So it truly is from the heart. And one person, and Catherine, you know who we need to give a shout out to. And who is that? Debbie.
Debbie.
Deb.
Debbie does it all.
Debbie does it all. Debbie Carter is John's left arm,
yep.
And right. And she basically, when we talk about the tree lighting, when we talk about the Halloween safety night, she's the behind the scenes with a smile that's putting together the Halloween bags for the kids. Or at the tree lighting, she is probably sitting there as we speak, putting ribbons on the doves.
She was doing that today.
Yeah. So she really is the silent person in the background that gets all these affairs so that we can come out.
She's wonderful.
And what's amazing, it may start with an idea, but you need the people to do it.
You do. You need a great team. And John has put together a very good team, a family.
So we've come to the conclusion of the broadcast
much. No, that was the quickest hour ever, wasn't it?
It was. Let's do this. Let's go around the horn. If people want more information, Regina, on Toys for Tots, especially in Pottstown, where can they find that out?
You can go to our website, which is Pottstown Toys for Tots, and you can donate, you can volunteer, you can get a drop box. So it's all on there, and you can also reach me at my number, which is 610-326-3344, and that's at Toys for Tots.
And she answers, too, because I've called her a couple times, and she's right on it.
Really?
Yes, I'm impressed.
Awesome. Catherine, if anybody wants to remind our listeners, if anybody wants the information on tree lighting.
Sure. So you can go to our website. It's lifecelebration.com. It will list all 14 locations and when the tree lighting is. The registration starts at 6:30 with a 7 o'clock service for most of them. So
fantastic.
Can't wait to see you guys there.
Peggy Jansen, closing words in representation of
Givnish. Just thank you so much to Lenita and Regina for being our guest, and Catherine for representing Givnish, of course, so
thank
well.
Thank you.
Of course, to our president, John Givnish, Chris Selecki, Dan Selecki, and the rest of the crew and the family here. And to you, Joe, for giving us the platform to share like-minded people. And remember, it feels so much better to give than receive. And what's the other thing we want to say? We're all busy. It's not about having the time. It's about making the time.
Yeah.
So if you need us here at Givnish, 1-800-448-6474. We answer the phone 24/7. We're here to help.
All right. Sounds good. Fantastic show. I want to thank Anita Henderson for being in the house. Good job. You'll sing the national anthem. You're getting the headphones. She might be able to sing that national anthem. Now we want to thank you for what you're doing in the community and for making a difference in so many kids' lives.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. On behalf of everybody on the broadcast, Anita Henderson, Regina Alzheimer, Catherine Rudolph, and of course our producer and co-host Peggy Jansen and John Givnish and the whole Givnish team, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.